Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for a meditation this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, beginning with the 16th verse. In a little while, you will see me no more. And then, after a little while, you will see me. Some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean, in a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me?" And because I am going to the Father, they kept asking, "What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy." This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends and our resurrected Savior. To borrow the illustration from the Lord in our text for today, labor is painful. Now, there are some women who enjoy being pregnant. Now, there are plenty who don't like being pregnant at all, but there are actually some who enjoy those 9 months. But I've yet to meet a woman who actually enjoyed the labor, the actual giving birth aspect of having a child. Now, sure, things are a little better now with all the medical advancements and epidurals and so on that we have today. But and of course, I'm speaking not from experience, but from what I've seen and what I've heard. Labor is painful. It's not pleasant at all. It just can't be. And yet, when that child finally comes, the mother is not concerned about all the pain she went through, all the discomfort and so on that she endured for those 9 months, and then even more so at the end, because she is holding her little baby. She had been waiting for this moment for 9 months, and now she can see her baby's face and hold the baby in her arm. The pain that she went through is the least of worries in her mind. Her pain, her grief, has turned to joy. That's the truth that Jesus teaches us today. Your grief will turn to joy. Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples on Maundy Thursday when he said the words of our text. He had just a few short hours left with his disciples, and he warned them about what was going to happen. "In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me." In just a matter of hours, Jesus would be betrayed and arrested. And after standing before the Sanhedrin and the high priest and Herod and Pilate, he was sentenced to be crucified. Nailed to a cross. And he died. It all happened so fast for the disciples. In a flash, it just seemed like it was over in a moment. I mean, they were just with Jesus. They were just eating a meal with him. And before they know it, less than 24 hours later, Jesus was dead. Body placed into a tomb and sealed. The disciples were dazed and confused. They thought Jesus was the Messiah. They confessed that he was the long-promised Savior of the world. They knew that he was the Son of the living God, the Savior. Now, they had seen Jesus perform miracle after miracle. They saw him walk through a crowd in Nazareth who wanted to push him off of a cliff. They even saw him raise people from the dead. But when it came time for Christ to save himself, he didn't. They worried perhaps he couldn't. That it had all been some one long, elaborate hoax. They had followed Jesus around for 3 years, listening to him teach, learning from him. They dedicated their whole lives to him, and now he was no longer. Things looked bleak for the disciples. That's the grief that he warned them about. I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn. While the world rejoices, you will grieve. Like the disciples, we too have grief as we live on this earth. We have troubles and hardships and difficulties. We go through a lot of sorrows in this life because of sin, our sin and other sin. We all suffer on this earth in one way or another. For example, Christianity people used to look at Christianity favorably, and they upheld Christian values, but lately, Christianity has been under attack, and not just from people halfway across the world, but from those in our own backyard, and we grieve because of it. Or maybe it's more personal. Maybe you were close to someone who stabbed you in the back, or those you were friends with now, for whatever reason, don't want anything to do with you. Or maybe you did something nice for someone. You took care of someone in need, but they took it the wrong way. They turned the tables on you, and now you are suffering for doing something good. Maybe it seems as if you're all alone. That no one cares about you, that no one is here to watch over you. Maybe it's hard economic times. Or sicknesses and diseases, a loved one is sick. You see him suffering, but neither you nor the doctors can do much about it. And the disease has affected every single aspect of his life, and you just hate to see him suffering that way. And then there's death. Perhaps you've been in the same boat as the disciples, that a loved one, someone you're close to, died suddenly and unexpectedly. And it's not just the fact that you will never see them again or be with them again or hear their voice again. It's also the fact that you never got to say goodbye. And now all that you have left are memories. Or perhaps it's your own death. You're getting older. Your health is dwindling. You can see it coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And you're scared. Now, we all have grief of one kind or another in this life. And when you have troubles and hardships and difficulties, when you grieve, it's really all you think about. It consumes you. But the rest of the world, it just keeps on moving on. Not concerned about you or anything going on in your life. Doesn't even think again about you. It was then Sunday morning. Jesus had been dead for 3 days. Things still looked bleak for the disciples. They were still grieving. But then a group of women, as we just read, went to visit the tomb. They wanted to give Jesus' body a proper burial. But his body wasn't there. Angels told them that he had risen from the dead. Then throughout the day, Jesus would make a few appearances to some of his followers. Reports started to trickle in, but they still weren't sure. Until that night, when Jesus appeared before them and stood among them. Jesus, in his own flesh and blood, he was no longer dead. Jesus was alive. He had risen. He's right there in front of them in his own flesh and blood. Grief turns to joy. Just as Jesus had said, "I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, you will grieve. But your grief will turn to joy. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." The disciples were filled with joy because Jesus truly is the Son of God. He truly is the Savior of the world. He defeated death and paid for our sins. Jesus' resurrection is also assurance that we too will rise from the dead. We are assured that because Christ lives, we too will live. Because Christ rose with a resurrected body, our bodies too will be raised from the dead. Jesus told his disciples earlier on Monday, Thursday, as recorded in John chapter 14, "Before long the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." Now how can we see Jesus if Jesus is now up in heaven and we're on this earth? Because eventually we'll be in heaven. Christ's resurrection means that we too will rise from the dead. When we die, our souls will be with our Savior in heaven. And then on the last day, he will raise our bodies and our lives will be complete. Body and soul together with our Savior forever in heaven. Death was not the end of Jesus, and death is not the end for us. Death is the beginning of a perfect and eternal life with our Savior. So there is no reason to grieve about our own death. The last day, our bodies will be raised glorious and perfect, just like Christ's glorious and perfect body. The consequence of sin that separated soul from body has been paid for Christ on the cross. In body and soul, we will live forever in heaven. And there in heaven, we will be with Jesus. We will see him face to face, live with him, and be with him. Along with all our fellow believers, we will sing the praises of our resurrected Lamb forever. Living in a perfect place, free from sin and the effects of sin. Free from sin and the effects of sin. That means no more pain, no more sorrow, no more weeping or crying or disease, no more death. There'll be no grief in heaven. Because you know that there'll be no one there to cause you grief. No one there to stab you in the back. No one there to make you suffer. No one to turn the tables on you. You will never be left alone because you will always be with your Savior. And with no grief, our lives in heaven will be filled with joy. And because we can look forward to that joyous life in heaven, we have a joy here on this earth. Just as Jesus said, you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. Instead of grief, instead of guilt, seeing that our sins were pinned on the cross, Easter turns the cross into the means by which we were saved. The means by which Christ paid for our sins. Instead of tears of sorrow at the death of a loved one, Jesus at Easter wipes away all our tears. He gives us the sure hope of an everlasting life, knowing that we will be reunited with Him and our loved ones on the last day. Instead of lying awake at night, fearing our own death, Easter turns our fears into a deep longing for our heavenly home. It's like a mother giving birth. We grieve, but our grief will turn to joy. And no one can take that joy away from you. As Jesus says, I will see you again and you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy. No matter who you are, whether you're young or old or rich or poor, no matter how much grief you have on this earth, through Christ's resurrection, you know that you too will join Him in heaven in a perfect and glorious life. Free from grief and filled with joy. Forever with joy. So let this joy of our Lord's resurrection dwell in your hearts and in your minds, not just in heaven, but now on earth. No one can take that joy away from you as a free gift from our Savior. Joy. And no grief. An everlasting life with our Lord. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of forgiveness and the sure hope of eternal life for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead be with you and keep you joyful both now and forevermore. Amen.